Did anyone see Richard and Judy last night?
No.
They are my favourite.
Were you watching it just hoping for a mention?
Oh, I love them.
I don't know.
I think they're brilliant, I do. They had Jennifer Aniston on last night.
Okay.
Blimey. They really love her. And this wasn't exactly Jeremy Paxman, but they love her so much. Nearly as much as I love them.
You allow women to identify with you. How do you pull that off? I mean, you do have this extraordinary sort of resonance with women, particularly, you know? They identify with you all the time.
I don't know what that is.
What is he on about?
She's looking a little bit uncomfortable at this stage. It gets even better.
It's a sort of an X Factor thing. I mean, our daughter is, how old is she now? 19?
18,
19. Nearly 19.
Sorry, she was
19. Nearly 19. Oh, that's the next month.
I love this.
Anyway, our daughter, who's somewhere between 18 and 19, adores you, as do all her friends, and she wanted to give messages to you via us that are too embarrassing to give because they're so fulsome. I mean, you do have this effect on women, that's what I'm saying.
It has quite an effect on men as well.
You couldn't ask them because they were so fulsome. I liked it as well how they had an on-air argument and couldn't decide how old their actual daughter was. Jennifer, they keep cutting to Jennifer and she's looking completely bemused by the whole thing. She's like, what the hell? Is this some kind of domestic argument I've walked in on here? What's going on? She didn't know what was going on. However, does Rich's interview technique remind you of somebody?
Listen, it's really wicked to meet you. You're looking lovely. I just wanted to ask, first of all, why it is that you're so great.
Wow, I don't know. Wow, it's hard to talk about yourself like that, huh?
Richard has blatantly nicked Laura's interview technique when she interviewed Hilary Duff.
Have you always been so great, would you say?
Yeah, I'd pretty much say that I've always been pretty great.
Can you see the similarity?
Yeah, I can.
Right, here's the best of all of Richard's questions to Jennifer Aniston.
I mean, a friend of ours, I was on the phone to him this morning, he's an actor too, and I said to him, any questions you think we should ask Jennifer? He said, none that are printable.
Where could that be? Good Lord.
Brilliant, well done, Richard.
Do you ever feel that you might be swept away by an avalanche of goodwill?
You do have a great deal of warmth, and of course that was obvious in Friends as well. And that's when everybody grew to know and love you.
You see, they soon lighten things up again with more compliments. That's the great thing about being on that show, you get showered with love, don't you?
You've got millions and millions of people wishing you well. I honestly don't know of anybody that we've interviewed who's inspired so many of our friends and our teenage children and all the rest of it to say, oh, please tell her I love her, please, yeah. You know, please tell her that,
seriously.
You know.
Yeah, it's extraordinary.
Yeah, very moving.
It's very moving.
It's very moving.
Oh, God.
I think if
go
you went
to a
on,
break quick.
If you went on, you'd drive. They'd have as many of their friends and saying how much they love you.
Hey. And it's delightful to meet you. It really is, and it's a really good film.
Hey, thank you so much.
Pleasure. Thank you, Jennifer.
Nice
thank
to
you.
Meet you. Thank
I want to go.
I want to go now. Let go. Me out. Oh, bless them. Oh. Right, David Walliams, you know, swam the channel. They loved him. Laura, all she did was sit on a boat. Laura, how are you? Said Judy. Do you know what I mean? I want to be showered by Judy's love. Everyone that goes on there, they're so nice to them. Sure, I know I haven't done anything, but surely it can't be long before they ask me.
It's delightful to meet you. It really is.
Thank you, Judy. I just can't believe I'm on your show at last.
You allow women to identify with you.
That's right, Richard.
But how do you pull that off? I mean, you do have this extraordinary sort of resonance with women, particularly, you know? They identify with you all the time.
I really don't know how I do that, Richard, but thank you.
Who's somewhere between 18 and 19, adores you, as do all her friends, and she wanted to give messages to you via us that are too embarrassing to give because they're so fulsome.
That is so lovely of her, Richard. I get that all the time.
You do have a great deal of warmth, and of course that was obvious in Friends as well, and that's when everybody grew to know and love you.
Eh?
I honestly don't know of anybody who's inspired so many of our friends and our teenage children and all the rest of it.
Oh, Judy, that's just my job. But if I can inspire people along the way, it just makes everything worthwhile.
You really are desperate, aren't
you? I can't see the invite happening anytime soon.
This is